Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, we will bring to you, probably our search for good news will continue all day. CBS Sports play-by-play extraordinaire and the man responsible for some of the most iconic calls in recent sports history. It's Jim Nance.
With Archie Diacono, 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
In trouble. He turned 32 yesterday. Does he have a vintage moment in him? In the end zone, it is caught for the win. Richard Rodgers with a walk-off touchdown. A game ender for the Packers.
There it is. A win for the ages.
Good morning, Mr. Nance. How are you today?
I am well. Gosh, glad you guys put some production time into that. So I appreciate it. It's great to be with you, and my gosh, yeah, I'm looking forward to the weekend. Cowboys and Chargers coming up on CBS, and Tony and I will be there. Excited to be traveling out west for that. It's going to be really fun.
What we could really use your help with right now is, do you feel like at the moment, if it weren't for bad luck, the Cowboys would have no luck at all? Because things have been struggling around here the last few days.
I mean, I'm just so sorry to hear. It's like one thing after another. You deal with Zach last week, and then you deal with Collins. And now, of course, you got DeMarcus. And it's bad news. I mean, everywhere you turn, and they put up such a spirited effort last Thursday night, very easily could have won that game. I know you guys have probably talked about it, and you're ready to move on. But just as a viewer, not as a fan, not as anybody with any vested interest, I thought that the Bucs got away with an offensive pass interference call that set up the game winner. I really did.
Jim, I'm kind of, when it comes to coaches, if I was a coach and I woke up and was missing three of my starters, I would just be like, good, how do I even do this? But you've talked to these guys. You've had these interviews with these guys. How do they typically approach it whenever you say, hey, you're missing a big player, you're missing a bunch of guys? What is their typical response to you?
Everybody has the same cliche. It's on to the next guy because you can't dwell on it. I mean, it's just the Cowboys with what happened last year and basically the offensive line getting wiped out and Dak's injury, which we were on the call for that when that happened. It just seemed like there was a higher percentage of injuries that the Cowboys had to deal with. But trust me, this team that they're going to play this weekend, the Chargers, if you go through the last 10 or 15 years, they might be the biggest hard luck franchise when it comes to dealing with injuries. When Phillip Rivers was the quarterback, he never could get his offensive line to be intact. Some teams just get really lucky. They start their front five all 16, now this year 17 games. And, you know, you never think about it, but there are some that are snake bit more than others. This Charger team last year had to deal with losing Joey Bosa early in the season and Derwin James. You know, we were calling the game last year when Tyrod Taylor was supposed to start at quarterback and they shot him up in the rib cage area before the game and accidentally penetrated his lung with the injection. And Herbert ran out of the field and made his debut and never looked back. So it is part of the game. I know you can try to dwell on it. You got to move on. And I think the Cowboys, as much as this hurts, you know, particularly because Lawrence is such a big part of the defensive scheme, got to move on. It's still early. It's not that many injuries. That's a big one, no question. But you got to move on because there were a lot of promising signs last week, and this season's got a long way to go.
Now, you mentioned that y'all were on the call last year when Dak got hurt. Tony Romo famously said, hopefully it's just a cramp. Did you know right away? I know when we saw replays and everything, did you know right away it was something serious, or were you also hopefully?
No, we didn't see it. You know, it happened on the near side to the broadcast booth, so we didn't see it. I mean, you saw that he, you know, had an awkward immediate reaction to it, but no, didn't see it until the sequence replays came down the pike. But what a comeback by Dak. I mean, that was quite a performance last Thursday, and you know, the offense with Amari just putting up Star Wars numbers, and CD we know is going to make another step up this year. I mean, there's a lot to like there.
Jim Nance joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. My co-host Mike Bassick is he's very into card collecting, and he's been collecting Justin Herbert and trying to tell everybody that Justin Herbert is going to be this guy. And I've been watching him, and I see, and this is a weird comparison, Jim, I see a little bit of Luka Doncic in that this kid is he's never going too fast. He doesn't let pressure make his decision for him. And that comparison is what I see with Lucas. He goes at his speed, and that's the way he does it. You've been able to get your eyes on Justin Herbert. What are the Cowboys in for with this kid this Sunday?
The kid is playing like he's 30 years old, like he can read defenses and work through some of the snags during a game and just breeze right through it. We only had the Chargers once last year. Their season fell apart early. In fact, it was in this very spot, week two. We had Kansas City at the Chargers. And as I mentioned, this is when Herbert had to step in at the last minute for Tyrod Taylor, and he ended up having a 300-yard game. And it was like, wow, this kid throws a beautiful football, spins it, it's tight spiral, looks gorgeous. Didn't see him again. Now, we didn't even meet with him in our production meeting, our Zoom calls, because Taylor was supposed to be the starter. So I had not met him the whole year. Now, the season ends, and I live up the coast in Pebble Beach, California, and I got through an intermediary. I got a message that Justin was going to be coming through Pebble Beach on his way back home with a couple of his high school buddies. He'd like to stop by and say hello. So it's amazing how many times this happens at Pebble Beach. We got always a lot of visitor traffic. It's a tourist area, and a lot of athletes come through to play golf, et cetera. But anyway, I thought it was a very nice thing. So I met him for the first time out in California, and he came by my home. And I just can't begin to tell you how impressed I am by him. He's just 23. And when you see him out of uniform, he's just the kid next door. Now, he's a big kid. He's tall. He hasn't filled out yet, and he will. But just a really kind-hearted guy. I will tell you this. You know, you think of these guys that get these big contracts, et cetera, et cetera. But he was driving home from Los Angeles to Eugene with two high school buddies. Now, he wasn't driving any fancy new car. I can't tell you the make of it, but let's say it was 6, 7, 8 years old. It was a small sedan. That, I'm being generous. I mean, it was not a jalopy, but I mean, it's not like he went
jalopy-esque
out and got a brand new car.
Yeah.
And he had bags stuffed all through there, so there was enough space for one of his buddies to still sit in the back, one to sit in the front. Humble as could be, going back to live in Eugene where his parents are. This kid was a straight-A student. His older brother is in, I believe, at Columbia Medical School now after never making a B in his life. Justin never made anything worse than an A in his life. And his younger brother, he's the middle kid, his younger brother's on the Oregon football team, and he's never made anything other than straight A's his whole life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Jim, I was listening to you guys, watching the game, Kansas City, Cleveland, and once again, Tony, you get close to the goal line. He says, Jim, watch out for a trick play here, trick play. And he called it. It was a throw to, like, an offensive lineman. It didn't work out for a touchdown. How kind of – I don't know what the word is here, but how amazed are you or when he says that before the ball snapped and then he gets it right?
I just love it. I'm always rooting for it to happen, and he's on it the great majority of the time. And that was Mike Rimmers, who was a backup tackle. They ran a little shuffle pass to him. and it got snuffed out for no gain. But he saw it through the formation. He's one of these guys that when you look at the 22 on the field, and if you could just pause it for a second, you look at it, he immediately knows where everyone's lined up, where the ball needs to go. This is why Tom Brady is at 44 years old, because he sees the same thing. It comes with longevity. It comes with a very sharp and quick brain, which they both have. And that's why Tony, at the end of his career, I mean, he put up big numbers his whole career. If you remember that last year where he was injured, Dak replaced him, and they got Tony a series at the end of the week 17 against Philadelphia. He went down the field, went 6-for-6, and I guess you could say officially closed his Cowboy career with a touchdown pass to Terrence Williams. But it's easy for him. It's easy. He can just read it. He sees it. And it doesn't matter what the names are or the numbers. He knows where the ball's where the ball has to go. So when we have a game with experienced quarterbacks or really upper echelon, top elite quarterbacks, this is where Tony's going to even look better, like a Brady game, because Brady's going to go where Tony knows the ball needs to go. Sometimes when he's wrong, he's not really wrong. It's the quarterback on the field that was wrong. He didn't see what Tony saw, if that makes sense. You get a young quarterback. I'm not talking about Justin Herbert. You get some of these young quarterbacks in some of our games, and Tony says, he's going to throw it to the slot receiver on the right-hand side. Going to run a little curl pattern, come back after 8 yards. It's there. Just the young quarterback didn't see it. Tony's not wrong. It's just the quarterback sometimes wrong.
With that in mind, do you ever think about wanting to keep him humble and just once in a while drop in? You kind of drop the ball on that one, Tony.
No, never. You know, like I love great teammates. And no matter what is going on in my life, I love people that are great friends, loyal, supportive. And he's always going to have me being supportive. And if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to embellish it or point it out. I'm going to be there to build him up. Not that he needs it. He's amazing. And I saw it. I've said it many times. But all the years we'd come through to call Cowboy games once or twice a year, Tony would command over these production meetings with our crew and just take us to a place no one else was ever capable of taking you, and explaining the game and what they were trying to do, and not giving house and state secrets away, but just everything was so technically perfect and had it figured out, and the way he could package a comment was genius. So a lot of people say, when did you know he was going to be good? Oh, you know, 2009? Really? The first year he became starter, maybe? 2010? You know, I mean, I could go back if it, you know, 06, you know, where do you want to go? I mean, I saw it for years, and it's all proven to be true.
Jim, a few years ago, we had Sir Nick Faldo on, and he told me that he would teach my son how to play golf for a 12-pack of Heineken, and I thought that was the funniest thing. But watching him a little more, how honest do you think that was?
How honest was that by Nick?
Yeah.
I think what you need to do, and we can broker this,
okay,
is next year during the Nelson, you're going to have your press credential.
Gotcha.
You come out, we'll work out a time where you and your son meet us at the base of the 18th Tower on Saturday or Sunday, and we'll get that lesson. And I expect in turn that it's going to be something even better than a 12-pack of Heineken. I've honestly never seen him drink a Heineken in 15 years of hanging out with him. So we got to get him something else.
I think that's why we set up that production package at the beginning, to start greasing the wheels for that and everything. Well, we appreciate your time so very much. We're looking forward to hearing you on the call Sunday. Cowboys, Chargers, thank you so much for your time this morning, sir.
We're looking forward to it. We've got the Cowboys in a lot of our windows. We're going to be up at New England in a few weeks, week 6. And we'll be there for Thanksgiving against the Raiders. So I hope it's a great season for the Cowboys. And, this is a tough start with those two road games. But they're totally capable of having a terrific season. I look forward to being there to document it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.